Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
But you know, Ray, sometimes I just want to say, Mr. President, do you ever just listen to yourself? What do you think, Ray?
Well, I think he listens to himself.
you think he does?
Oh yeah, no. I mean,
are you hearing? Are you hearing the words? Do you really believe the words that are coming out? Even though you say these same things year after year, and nothing happens. You know nothing, and the things that do happen turn the wrong way. I mean, Ray, look, he stood up there in the well of the house yesterday, and said, and acted like Obamacare was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And talked about how it helped people get off, you know, to be insured, and it saved their lives, blah, blah, blah. And 6 million people have been kicked off of insurance because of Obamacare.
Yeah, well, don't bother with the facts on that, Jim. I mean, this is his.
Do you even listen to yourself, Mr. President? I'm sorry, Ray. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say this is a signature issue. So, you know, that didn't surprise me that, you know, he did his spin on Obamacare, and he will do that.
I can't. Ray, I've come up with a new hashtag for Washington.
Okay.
Hashtag without any sense of shame.
I just called Sin City, but yeah. That's
I thought that was Vegas.
But, no, Vegas no longer takes that.
Okay.
I think it's.
And they're not happy about that either. All right, go ahead. What else did he say?
Well, you know, it was a mixed bag. Actually, I mean, there were a few things there to latch onto that were actually positive. I mean, we've seen in the recent months a new Barack Obama on trade. You know, we had the protectionist Barack Obama during the 2008 campaign. Then we had, you know, I'm not worried about trade for 4 or 5 years and I don't really care about it. But now we've got some talk about, you know, free trade agreements and trade promotion authority. So, you know, that was a positive that I will certainly grant him. And that's a big
thing. Well, you know, I have to be honest. When I look back on other State of the Unions, he's had trade bright moments before. I mean, if not last year, a couple of years ago.
Well, I gave him
marks for talking about trade agreements.
Right, he eventually got around to finalizing the agreements that were negotiated during the Bush administration, and he got around to finally dealing with those, and Congress passed them, and that was good. But in terms of leadership, he had really been off the stage, but, you know, it looks like there's some movement there, and that's certainly a positive thing. And you know, you mentioned patent reform, and if they can get, reduced litigation costs there, that would be good.
Right.
But, you know, immigration reform is a hot topic, but if you do that right and you don't put more costs on businesses, that can be a positive. So there were some positives there, but unfortunately, you know, the Obamacare thing is still there, and the Obamacare thing will hang over this economy for a very long time.
Years.
It will hold down hiring, and there was the minimum wage thing, which is just astoundingly bad economics, and bad news for small businesses. And
it's
for
not good for the economy. It's not good for unemployment. It's not good for low wage earners.
Young, inexperienced, low skilled workers are the ones that suffer the most under there.
That's right.
So there's no real debate about.
Just remember,
that.
Folks, minimum wage is not an economic or a fairness issue. It's a political hammer. Is all it is.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, he talked about energy production, and that's been the big bright spot in our economy. But his administration has worked against it all along. And quite frankly, what he mentioned in the speech last night was still about more regulation, higher taxes on energy companies, and more subsidizing inefficient energy sources. So
if you want to know why you're not paying $2.25 a gallon for gas instead of the $3.25 you're paying right now, there's one name you could attach to that, and that's Barack Obama.
Well, I throw Ben Bernanke in there as well. So.
Well, I believe that the president. I remember in the summer of 2008. Bush just announced that he might consider doing some things with the Strategic Oil Reserve, and oil went from $140 a barrel to like $80 a barrel overnight.
Well, you know what? But you got to look at what's going on in the marketplace. And our, you know, we have been transformed on the energy front because of private sector innovation and investment.
Yep.
We are down.
But I'm telling you, if he announced that he was going to build a pipeline, I promise you, oil would drop 20%, 25, 30%.
It certainly would have been a positive thing.
Yeah, no question. If he really wants to help the poor, help them get their gas bills down. That's what he should do. Quick break. We're going to talk about that minimum wage thing with Drake Heating after these messages.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com, that's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.